You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, coming up next hour, we're going to have a lot of the sound bites from the Tom Brady roast.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Got a whole bunch of them. But not every piece of audio was released to the media because people to watch the thing, right?
Well, of course.
It's
of
on
course.
Netflix.
Yeah, these are the teasers, kind of.
But I do have three quotes I want to read to you, okay? Rob Gronkowski last night said of Tom Brady, "Yeah, let's talk about my designated driver, Tom Brady. We played together for 11 years. I barely know this guy." Bill Belichick, you'll hear from him, but he addressed Randy Moss, who Randy Moss played with Tom Brady for a year but never got a ring.
Yeah.
Might have been more than a year. Bill Belichick, looking at Randy Moss, said, "I rescued a dog from a shelter, and I rescued Randy Moss from the Raiders. Sorry you didn't get a ring, but not sorry enough to give you one of mine." And Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, said, and you'll get this if you remember the story, "Vladimir Putin, if you're watching, give me my effing ring back." Remember, when the Patriots went over to Russia years ago, Vladimir asked if he could see the ring.
Yeah.
And he took the ring from Kraft.
Right.
And he didn't give it back.
Isn't that wild?
And then Kraft tried to make it sound like, well, I gave it to him.
Uh-huh.
But according to the reports, he didn't actually really give it to him.
Yeah.
He thought he was going to try it on.
Right.
And give it back. Like I've done with many. I've run into people with Super Bowl rings. I've asked them to put them on. And they let me try it on. Mm-hmm. But I've always given it back.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't, I'd get my face pounded in. But but if you're Vladimir Putin and you're in Russia, you're not getting that ring.
Thank you for the nice gift.
Yes. I was sad to see this. This is one of the great names in the NFL. He just retired. Running back Duke Johnson. Is that not a football name?
That is.
He's a running back for the Browns. He announced his retirement last night, I guess it was. He was a fun guy to watch. He was never the premier back, if you will, but when he got his chance, he made the most of it. But he's retiring after 8 years. Also retired, as you know, is J.J. Watt, who was a defensive player of the year in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But even though he's got a deal with CBS to be on the NFL Today show,
right?
You know, he put it out there. If the Texans absolutely needed him, he will come back. But you have to absolutely need me.
All right.
It sounds like another guy like Tom Brady who really doesn't want to stop playing, but kind of had to.
Yeah. And then this way it can make it seem like it's their fault I'm playing still.
Yep. Last week, former Major League Baseball player Jonathan Papelbon on a show called Foul Territory worked himself up into a lather, if you will, over some comments Stephen A. Smith made about Angels outfielder Mike Trout. Mm-hmm. Stephen A. was giving a rant. He was doing one of his famous rants, but it was funny. It was comical. He wasn't really bashing the man, but Papelbon took it as an opportunity to destroy Stephen A. Smith. He said a bunch of horrible things about Stephen A. He said at one point the A in Stephen A. Smith must stand for a-hole. He said that black people, white people, and Japanese people hate him. ESPN needs to fire him or cut his pay.
Oh, yeah.
He also added this right here.
I look at him in three things. I look at him as a racist. I look at him as a xenophobic.
Dude.
I look at him as a fake.
Yeah, so he also said something that at the time I thought, if you can't prove this, Stephen A. Smith can sue you for slander.
When I was in the Philadelphia clubhouse, we had a traveling secretary, Frank the Tank. You remember Frank, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, I got this conversation with him about Stephen A. Smith one day. And I said, well, how come he never comes in the clubhouse anymore? And he says to me, he says, oh, no, we had to kick him out of the clubhouse. I said, oh, really? I said, y'all kicked him out of the clubhouse. I said, well, why did y'all kick him out of the clubhouse? And he proceeds to tell me that he was doing all kind of shady shit, like going through the manager's office. And when he wasn't in there, going through the training room, pulling out reports and all kind of places he shouldn't have been.
Yeah. So when I heard him make those comments last week, I said to you, that sounds like he could be sued for slander if he can't prove it.
Better be able to prove it.
Well, here's Stephen A.
What do you mean I was thrown out of a Major League Baseball clubhouse? I have been a reporter and a sports commentator for 30 years. That has never happened in any sport. I've never been thrown out of a locker room. I've never been thrown out of a clubhouse. I've never had any discipline action exacted against me because I have never been professionally unethical in my career. That is a lie. Now, I could sue your ass for lying, telling such a lie like that.
He should.
But I won't. I won't waste my time. You don't have to worry about that, bro. That's a lie. And I challenge anybody from the Phillies organization, from any organization, for any professional sports team in this nation to say that there's any validity to what you echoed. 30 years, my brother, Google me. Do your homework.
Here's the other problem. Stephen A. pointed out that he left there 2 years before Papelbon got there.
Well, so that's going to be a real issue.
That's a bit of an issue. So
why
you got
is he allowed in anymore? As if I've seen him.
As if I've seen him. Yeah. He said I'd never met the man. And Papelbon was a pretty decent pitcher. I think he retired with 630 or 660.
Very good
saves,
pitcher.
Something like that. Yeah. So he was a good pitcher for sure. Last night in Kansas Speedway, final lap of the Cup race. Chris Buescher, Kyle Larson.
Larson up top, all the way up top. Buescher,
he's on the outside.
He's in position. He's got it. And here comes Truex. They're going to close right to the two leaders. Coming to the line, crash together. I believe Buescher.
I think you're right. It's so close.
So the Fox guys think it was Buescher, but was it?
Uh-oh, boys. Buescher is ahead. Larson is coming. It's like the Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
it's
my.
It's that close. It's Larson.
Holy cow.
What a finish, boys.
Can you believe it?
I cannot.
I can.
0-0.
But what a crush. Oh, man.
Shut up, Clint Boyer. Just shut up. Shut up. The guy's saying 0.00. Shut up, Clint Boyer. Let the man speak. That was the closest finish in NASCAR Cup history ever. It came out to 0.001. And that is the closest. And you got stupid Clint Boyer who can't shut his mouth up for 5 seconds. You know what? I liked him as a race car driver, but I can't stand him in that booth. Shut up. F1 racing. Somebody finally beat Max Verstappen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Lando Norris. Not Lando Calrissian. Lando Norris. He's from England. He won on the Formula One circuit for the first time. He takes the checkered at the Miami Grand Prix.
Yes.
Verstappen, of course, was second. Cavaliers made the magic disappear, so they win that series 4-3 with the 106-94 victory yesterday. They advanced to face the Celtics in an Eastern Conference semifinal series. On the ice, the Dallas Stars knocked out the Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 in a Game 7 there. First game between the Rangers and the Hurricanes in an Eastern Conference semifinal series. Rangers were able to get out in front and hold on for a 4-3 victory. Norfolk Admirals looking good. First home game in their second round playoff series against the Adirondack Thunder will take place Wednesday night at Scope. Get down there. They're already up 2-0 on these half wits. It's going to be great. They beat them on their home ice up in Glen Falls twice already. Game 3, but the first game at home Wednesday night. Orioles topped the Reds 11-1, Nationals 11-8 over the Blue Jays. Yankees beat the Tigers. Rays and 11 beat the Mets 7-6. Red Sox over the Twins 9-2. The Dodgers beat the Braves 5-1. Sunday night baseball, Phillies over the Giants 5-4. Your Tides unfortunately lose on the road in Nashville 6-3 to the Sounds. And it is Be a Man Monday, so here is your final Be a Man for Be a Man Monday.
Unclog a toilet by hand.
Oh.
Be a man.
Oh. Oh, you're nasty.
Bad.
You're gross. Disgusting.
That is.
Oh.
Let me just reach in there.
Stop.
You got to do it.
Oh.
No.
Somebody has to do it.
I'm going to the store to buy a plunger if there isn't one. I'm not doing that.